Thus I heard that one time a Blessed One was dwelling in the world of the main porch of the mountain, with great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, bodhisattva, mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five scandals and their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the noble Avalokiteshvara, bodhisattva, mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage train who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara of the bodhisattva, mahasattva, answered Venerable Shariputra with these words, Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should appear like this. The five scandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty, and emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight, no quality of mind, no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance, no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, after all, there is no death, and no exhaustion of all visions. In the same way, there is no suffering, no aversion, no ending, no love, no wisdom, no attainment, no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, what is that to rely on the higher means of profound perfection of wisdom? And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All Buddhas who dwell in three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas as unsurpassable, perfect and complete enlightenment.
Therefore, the mantras of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering, should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Tayata, Om Gati Gati, Parva Gati, Vaisangati, Bodhi Swa. Shariputra, this is all of the Sattva
Mahasattva should train in the perfection of wisdom. And the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the noble Avalokiteshvara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. And the Blessed One said this, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandhavas,
rejoice and praise the Lord's name.
Yeah. As we have just recited the verse, which states that whatever the Dhamma activities that we have carried out, particularly in this context, that we have listened to the teachings for the purpose of, for the sake of all sentient beings. So since, we are reciting these verses, which is very powerful in terms of developing the motivations. So, we cannot really... we should be able to comply with these the powerful verses.
No, just now, I told you the two chenye, Kalchenye, two chenye, Jago, is the lawa. I told you that the Jinje, 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 Jinje.
So what is the main reason why we are engaging in the act of the Dhamma practices, whether it be the listening to the teachings or giving a teachings? The reason is that it is very obvious that the fact is that we are abiding in the condition where everything that come into existence as a result of its own the favorable causes and conditions.
Tendu insan pe na ngaso chidang ngo ngaso te ngo bo insan so jile la ral ngo ro la ngaso gi dedu sing de so jule ral ngo ro la shida khatun ri sar.
So with regard to the happiness that we are aspired to seek and the suffering that we tend to abandon. Obviously, there should be first of all the recognition that how they come into being.
Then, Dewa do say that the job manu aji dan job matang ame baji le tene job guru ala Dewa sing it.
So, in terms of adopting the proper causes or the conditions in terms of the collecting, obviously, first of all, that we should recognize what those causes are or the conditions are that give rise to the happiness. With regard to the proper causes and conditions that we should seek, as it is stated in the text, what is known as the middling stage of the meditations by Kamalashila, and where he says that you cannot really expect the milk that you can derive out of the cow's horn.
Jumatsa wa jigote 내당 변의 출리 강연으로 같이 마상 같이 생각지 라인은 레부급이다 지발에 선도 이제 마상
so if we were to pursue the happiness then obviously the causes and conditions that needs to be concordant with the consequences that it give consequences that it lead to just as like you know we cannot like we can expect the particular the crops out of the right you know the seed that we the plant on the ground or the field
during ubi nesla ta che che dero chu che se di chi ta wa chi gi je la ra ba ma yin ba yung ubi nesla ne ne ngi ngo ne re do wa sala chu che se la yun di ro pe na nga chu che ngi re nga na ba ri ta wa ri ske che me je wa che yung ubi nesla ta che che ne nge pa do che go che che re do wa la da ko ji re ta che che yun di
So when we talk about seeking a proper causes for happiness, obviously we shouldn't consider these, looking for developing the insight into the proper causes of the happiness should not be seen just from the point of view of the Dharma view, but you know it's what the reality is and what the conventional reality is.
Tiki jub manawa ji goa yanzane, jub manawa di kalidu gori se kese she yundi, yini jini lojong che goa wala da. Ta lojong che se nere, ta che goa wala da. Jub manawa goba tanga, jub matsang wala jibu menjunga, wane yina, wane jib di kalidu gori. Yini jib tsang wala kalidu gori se lao yundi, yini jini taji tojil ten goro wa sala da.
So if it is the question of the proper causes and condition that we should really recognize and try to develop the collect the proper causes and conditions which give rise to happiness, then we should first of all what those causes are. We just explained in the Buddhist text. So in general speaking, you know, there are the many different instructions the varieties or the multiplicity of the spiritual traditions, which all carries the more or less the same message, which would contribute to the human society to derive the happiness.
Joshua Pinchu, the Kelly and the Malaysia, the young Domino Yurida, Yapo Yumbi Tandala Roa. Dubaji Drubi Tandala Kaja Chulu singing Hevarola. Roa Yawa Yumanchi Tandala Roa. Dubaji Drubi Tandala. Dubaji Kambi Tandala Senators. Roa Kaza Kayanogi, Dupa Kambi Tandala Kaja Chulu singing Chil Munzi Chegrola, the Yonsu Dubai.
So, in terms of how efficacy or how much the contributions that is made by the spiritual traditions in the world today. Obviously, there are many different philosophical standpoint, which that we can derive, the understanding of which we can derive, and we can really aspire to seek happiness with that particular, the methods or means shown by the different religious traditions. So now the question is, what is the method or means by which that we can attain the state of happiness or state of peace or serenity from the Buddhist point of view?
당가 저기 남바 코로나 코로나 더 뭐 예비 놓게 더 추도 집하지 준비에 아니 지 취지래다 쓰라고 그랬잖아. 로가 가서 대리 취니 제야 돼.
So when you talk about the methods or means by which or the mechanism by which that we can seek the happiness or the collect the causes and the conditions that give rise to happiness. So here we have gather here to listen to the teachings, you know, which can be one of the supreme course at the initial level.
아니 되게 더 추도 집아 내이 더 가르 대셔서나 라니 이 되버 두버 마세 타이비 스제 타지 이 되버 두에 주지 대셔서
So you will find in the Buddhist teachings it shows a particular path or which can play a role as the cause and conditions that give rise to a happiness. So not only for developing the happiness within oneself, but also for all other living beings.
오늘 드르기 타디 드르기 타이 메시지 타지 옌더바 주에기 토디는 대샤요나 아니 녜텔라 돈보 녜발라 갈 텐체 가르 상고르 살라나 아니 샹추기 생고로스
So now the question is what should we really have something that is prerequisite in order for us to develop or to acquire that sort of causes and conditions from which we can the causes and conditions that give rise to happiness, not only for ourselves, but also for the others. And that is something that needs to be there as an instrumental element within oneself, is there's a recognition of the need for developing the bodhicitta or the altruistic aspiration.
아, 맞어. 카톡 상주 생거스나 상주 생체니 상황에 지체고 말이다. 근데 말랑 순수지 강 영유지기. 말랑적으로 와서.
So, when we talk about developing the altruistic aspirations to obtain the state of enlightenment, it may sound difficult at the initial level, but you know, at least that we can envision the possibility and we can hope even in our dream state. We can develop that kind of altruistic aspiration. And then let us meditate to develop the bodhicitta. So after we have meditated and have you know try at least you know to develop the bodhicitta the altruistic aspirations to obtain the state of enlightenment for the sake of all living beings. And now, what we are going to listen to is the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. So this is the stages of the path to enlightenment through which that the past Buddha have achieved the state of enlightenment. And it is being carried out by the present Buddha, invisible Buddha. And this is the path which is to be followed by the ordinary beings, you know, whose aspirations to seek the ultimate goal as the omniscient mind, the state of Buddhahood.
Tenryu dhanga de thoma denga sarasana, yane thoma delan zepa bichewa de, saji thoma delan zepa bichewa lagura wala, chukun zimba denbe shen zepa bichewa.
And so now, when we are talking about this, the great treatises on the stages of path to enlightenment, and it starts with actually the four different categories. The first being there's a presentation of the presentation of the greatness of the teachings or the doctrine's author, and doctrine's order, and you know that there's a, and in order to establish, there's a presentations to establish the kind of respect for its origin. I mean, establish the its own origin.
Does it make sense well? That's the one that he did. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm 당할 가보 연비 된다라 아니 당아들 이때 가려요를 세야 들어왔던다 사진이 봐.
Okay, here list. And the second category is the presentation of the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instructions.
다 사진 좀 봐야 되네. 되게 치치니도 대행이 취해들려 뉴 가는 역으로 시디 가듯이 걸슬어야지 아니 녀시치 다시 이름 봐 사제 손바디.
And the third category deals with how to listen to the teachings and as a student and as a master now how to explain that particular teachings.
아 됐지. 대략 속에 내저 주주로 로왕아 때린데 때 시비 된다라 용이 새끼 때 되게 말어 올라다 타협이 선제 단지기 된다는 게 주 두고 인생에 뉴욕으로 올라다 가도 거대시나.
So with regard to the motivations with which that we listen to the teachings we should not have the motivations just to gain for intellectual understanding of how the teaching is what the teaching is but rather your mind should be seduced by the bodhicitta, your aspirations to seek the liberation really for the purpose of, you know, other living beings, all living beings.
That's a good idea.
So now the fourth categories is how to lead students with actual instructions. So this is the main body
of the Lamrim. So,
you know, I can envision that everybody here now is majority of you are quite, you know, senior as a student, so perhaps you may know what these two categories are of the main part. Which are the how to rely on the teacher, the root of the path, and the stages of how the students train their minds after they have relied on the teacher. So we actually, you know, we have reached to the categories where it states the methods for developing the mind, internal liberation. Excuse me, I think it's not. I mean, the relying on the means for achieving happiness in the next life. So after we have covered off all the preceding chapters, you know, if, and Rinpoche says this, it's kind of like a customary for the Lama who give her teachings on the particular Lamrim, that just to repeat all the categories that we have covered so far, to just recall, or, you know, the meaning of the all those contents. So perhaps, you know, if you cannot interpret by your heart, then it would be okay.
Okay, here
actually there are three different, we're talking about three different the person, you know, depending on the what capacity of the spiritual goal. So the initial, the small person with the initial scope, and the middling scope, and then the higher scope.
Jiteshima de yato tenpa se de sachila katula odi kwa karil hegu dula da. Jiteshima de yato tenpa se sachi korona kwa na chile sare wela da. Sitele nipa ni chindu wela da ale.
Does it really make you, you know, excited about what those methods are when we talk about these particular categories, the methods for, I mean, presentation of the methods, you know, for achieving the happiness in the next life.
So,
of course, you know, here is presenting the methods, methods that we can develop by endeavorment, so that we can have the happiness in the next life. So in brief, you know, there are two methods, you know, to be straightforward, it somehow it's, you know, it implies that you must go to take a refuge in the three jewels, the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, as a primary means by which that we can really envision the possibility of happiness in the next life. And another being, and then the second being, developing the faith of convictions in the consequences of the actions that we carry out.
So,
if you really seeking for, you know, if you really seeking for, trying to like the seeking for the methods by which that we can really preclude ourselves from the falling into the lower realms or the miserable realm, we have almost got no choice but to rely on these three objects of the refuge, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And in order for us to, you know, in order for us to attain the state of the optimum realm, like a human being, one who is endowed with eight leisures and 10 endowments, and you know, it is. I mean, in order for us to take this kind of optimum realm, so we must strive to develop this kind of, develop or the cultivate or the collect all the necessary causes and conditions.
Mato me yuli ten lemba sanje ini jene kunjo sonle ji jos rogo da ngepa yoji mare la da. Di cheba shagur mato des busu to rogro. Me yuli ten cheba shima me yuli lemba sanje na ini jene kunjo son jos rogo ye ngepa yoji mare sala.
So mere taking a rebirth as a human being in the next life, not necessarily to be going to refuge.
Wana tendu chi rogu goya na ani chana kunchu sona chau chiyo tala ani chau tala karu chachen zangu resa lada, chau yu tala.
So now the question is, what quality has to be there at the primary level when we seek for objects to whom that we can go to the refuge to rely on?
Masu jiten ki thanye la yang rani khanle chau gugu ya na tele chau chiba le tele chau thuye ni baji goro wala da chidane chua shima phencha kya shima shiye che.
Even let alone the methods by which that we can protect ourselves from falling into the lower realm, but even in a general conventional level, when we go for refuge, when we are relying on someone, obviously there, first of all, there needs to be some qualities, the objects to whom that we rely on, which is very obvious.
Actually, we
already have talked about, touched these issues the last time.
See here, it says,
now the text reads, it's on page 180. In brief, the only one who is free of all fears, who is skilled in the means of freeing others from fear, who has great impartial compassion for everyone, and who acts for everyone's welfare, regardless of whether or not they have benefited him, is worthy of being a refuge. Since only the Buddha has these qualities, and the divine creator and so on do not, he alone is the refuge. Therefore, his teaching and the spiritual community of his disciples are also worthy of being a refuge.
Tele chachen ro ji do la da chachen ji po de changye je na ngai de ba khu de ba se ge ma re yin ji mi ji ko ma ro su ji jiao de yo ba le la da.
So, as it is stated in here in Lamrim, that the four reasons why they are worthy to be a refuge.
Tane tane dua donas. Kanre se na ranin jipa thanchi le chwa de chi.
The first reason is one who has the Buddha, he has already mastered himself, liberated himself from all the different forms of fears.
Ranin jipa thanchi le madu na jen jipa le chwa ki to yo ma.
If Buddha hadn't liberated himself from all the fears, then there's no chances for him to protect us or to liberate us from the suffering. And the second being, he's very skilled in applying the different means according to the mental dispositions of the trainees.
And he has
that kind of immortal or the compassion.
And the
fourth reason is, he just bestir himself for the interests, bestir himself, at the interests of others, regardless of you have ever benefited Buddha.
알레 나서 상제에서 나오는데 간리지 놓고라 다 피지 라반 주산지 라사레벨라 알레
So what do you have in your mind when we talk about the Buddha? Is there some tangible objects that we can touch with?
아니 딜리지 상제에서 간리지네 상제 차벌에서 나서나 아니 라니 지파 탄실레 간리지네 조벌에서 나서나 아니 주요 감각 메포존에 로
Okay, of course, you know, when you look at how the Buddha, how the one ordinary being, you know, when he had obtained the state of enlightenment, then which is the Buddha, the culminating point of the consciousness. So when we look at that, the causes and conditions which give rise to the state of Buddhahood, obviously, you know, to be brief, the Buddha has adopted all the great qualities and eliminated all the negativities.
Rani jipa thanchi le chu di jipa thanchi se yun ro. Jipa thanchi se yun di sanchen ki tuyang kandis ki je su na dije jie yo mani, matonga jie yo mani. Ro, matonga jie me di thal kardin ga na sebo chagro ala da. Thal kepa yin si jinsay.
The reason why he's fearless because he has he perceives all the phenomena and the persons, you know, exactly how they really are at the ultimate level, so which will really propels him you know to extend his hands towards the all living beings, you know, regardless of whether they have ever benefited him or her.
So 인터넷 내려요 말이 거기 빈자리 거기 있을 게셔요 말이
So now the question is what intentions he could have adopted or what motivation that he had the Buddha had adopted and it is very obvious that he cultivated the you know the motivations to liberate all living beings
아니 페타마도 텐저 텐저세디 저랑가라 추바 피그리 녜촐레 에네 신로 돈보 주고이 페게데가라 추바 피그면도 나 신로 돈보 콜레 주고이 스케체 요 말이라다 페타마도 텐저 텐저 바세디
Of course in terms of how he bestow or to confer the blessings it is obviously not on the basis of whether you have given him or to offer him something and then he would do it in a return. Of course, it is not the case with the Buddha.
간디따 대고르세는 변하러 선제디 두비 쳐봐 얘기그리마도 상세히 쳐봐 얘기 말이에요.
And one very the crucial thing that we should really understand would be the how the Buddha is pleased. You know, we ordinary people, you know, we are pleased by some material thing. You know, if someone offer you, but this is not case with the Buddha. The Buddha is the solely, you know, pleased by our really our involvement of the action or the act of the virtue stuff, the wholesome actions with a pure mind.
변으로와 나 촌데 이게 도로 마부지간 저거 세보지간 산지 이제는 너도 전에 나 저번에 내거래 네 파쇼도 같이 변에 같이 내지 전으로 Sanjena Pemba Dan, Shanchu Yisanda, Hinji, the Tindri Yon de Jena, Sanjay Yishin, the Tomb of Kol Jugur Madonga, so they joke a Marisalada.
For instance, how the Buddha would confer the blessings or the individuals receive the blessings from the Buddha, obviously it is not on the basis of how we appear, you know, spiritually. For instance, you know, we are here in the Buddhist temple and with the ropes, with the monk's ropes to me, and as if, you know, I'm really a practitioner. You know, if I'm not really a great practitioner, then there could be an individual, someone who is not himself or herself, I mean, who doesn't consider himself or herself as the Buddhist, but in reality, there are those, you know, whether it be the Islam practitioner or the Christian practitioner, doesn't matter, you know, if there's a good heart there, and then they would receive really the Buddha's blessings. It is not on the basis of how it appears.
Sangje yishin la judo manju seyate rangjigi senpa te hihi tuya chama chala dagar mado, yin keke taya mala, sanje shenje wa keke yo mara sala.
Of course, the, how much the blessing that we receive from the Buddha, you know, it, we receive the blessing as a commensurate with our how strong the strength of faith that we do have and how virtuous stuff that we are doing it from the heart. So, regardless of whatever we call it, whether it be Buddha or, you know, or whatever you may want to call it, and just envision the possibility of such person and how great it would be, that individual person that who is very skilled in you know, applying the means of freeing others from fear, and who has great impartial and immortal the compassions for all living beings without any discriminations, and then you know, all these different the rest of the four qualities.
There has been a
latest news of the hurricane in the East Coast, you know, I heard, and usually what the majority, you know, the Tibetan would do, you know, when something really chaotic situation is going to come or occur, then we would really gather and then make a prayer and so forth. But in contrast to, you know, applying all the necessary conditions that if there's any possibility to prevent that situations, but rather just pray. There was a huge number of casualties when the earthquake happened, struck in the southern part of Tibet last year. And, you know, as to me, you know, I'm kind of like a biased towards my own ethnic group. You know, it really touched my heart, and, you know, it makes me tears rolling on my cheek. But whereas when I hear the chaotic situations that happens for the rest of the world, you know, my mind is not there really moving. So what's wrong with that?
The karita ten dyor sana tsewa te nyeri ro tsewa te nyeri ju dyor la.
So what this imply, what this means is very clear. You know, I don't have that kind of compassion which is like immortal and, you know, equal.
Pena tanya sal che yan chara tsuwa tenri re so so ki pinja ka chi che sha se di to hi kare ne tang gu du dewa keng mi chi da sha se di ko na mi ro la da mo tan de chi.
So, you know, if you can consider this in your own situations, and, you know, what your heart would beat for when something, you know, bad thing would happen to your dear loved one, then it's really heartbreaking. Whereas it won't occur for someone else. So this clearly shows us that our ordinary mind is very biased and we cannot extend the compassion for all beings equally as the Buddha does have.
딘디치기 쳬바제데 쳬다 산제데 산제레 로이 쳬바제데 고 나송데 또에 말이다. 딘디치기 쳬바지 제바 산제 로아 투지체 먹기는 예레미 뭐 죽으세디 피치 가서 로이 쳬바제 메도 있으나 진도 알아다.
So when we listen to such a the great compassion that Buddha has, you know, that as an ordinary being, you know, it would be really hard, it would be difficult for us to envision that such a possibility of that sort of, you know, the culminating point of the compassion. That is that possible for us to ever cultivate that kind of compassion as the Buddha does have?
Ani penta mata tenchi tenzi basi tero wa ngasugi jiten deli chi rewa jange chi mena ma su kangi chi che gu wasi ne shira yungi kaburo wala da. Rewa ya rewa jange chi mena.
So we ordinary person, we bestir, you know, we act in the interest of our own. Or, you know, it's whether there's some benefits or advantages or not, you know, on that basis, then we take actions.
Rabat yang ngasuki pa robot cik cikana susu lang hima cik ngia kalau robot cik mandi hima kung ang hima cik cikasong sehde ngasuki injiting itu tanro alada.
And this is how the ordinary mind is, you know, whatever the virtuous actions or the great, you know, the virtuous actions, and it tends to be there's some ground where we can derive the benefits in return, or either we have derived already in the earlier, or we can envision the possibility to derive the benefits from the second person or the third person.
Sanje singe de toma ne lo jang de ro da ne re cha da me ba lo jang ne ti gi kom ba ta shin yin zane pe ta ma da ke che de jin shi sa yo ma ro la da.
So since the Buddha has adopted such great compassions or obtained the state of enlightenment where he can really experience that kind of compassions, the fundamental or the primary causes that it lead to such a state, if we trace down, that was the bodhicitta, the altruistic aspiration to obtain the state of enlightenment, right from the beginning when we embark on the path. So this is like a really the direction where we go.
Oh, this. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. De yang sa sanje khona la yue ji es onshu la so ba me be de ni jiao yin la sa di shi de de ni jiao yin la sa di shi de 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 bi che dang di ni te ji gen de yao jiao su yue so so duo ji ce de de ji cao yin zhe ne jiu de luo cao le bei ai jiu ji luo sta yue la sa de yang se duo de yang sanje khona la yue ji onshu la soba mebe teni jo yin la ti shi ru chu da ani de de bi gen de ya jo su yo go le so do
so it reads that since only the Buddha has these qualities and the divine creator and so on do not, so he alone is the refuge, therefore his teachings and the community of his disciples are also worthy of being a refuge, you know, as I've already read that earlier.
변은 대니 코나절이마도 온실에서 봤죠. 말에 살아오지. 변은 가리죠. 말에 살아오르러. 계지 지금 지그러.
So when we say only the Buddha is the object of refuge, not the creator or the almighty. So what is mean by he is not a creator?
좀 쓰든 지빠칠 줘 봐라 올라다.
So here, you know, when you talk about the object of refuge who can protect us or who can liberate us from mainly from the fear. The fear that one tend to have, so when we die, you know, which is inevitable and it would strike on us, you know, any moment. It could strike on us any moment. So the fear from dying. And also, one if you have developed the really understanding of the suffering nature of the hell realm or the lower realm, then there would be the even greater fear. There's possibility for us to you know, falling down into the lower realms.
변으로 나가마다 기여마 대리소년이나 주타다 정원원지 메시지 주타다 따와다서 주지 로 튕기는도 그러와 근데 그걸 온실에서 봐 저 말에 살아서나 랑사피게 될 포로 그러와라다
So with regard to being straightforward what really the object when we you know with regard to recognizing the object to whom that we should seek a refuge to or something that's reliable, you know, even, I mean, His Holiness, when the His Holiness the Dalai Lama, he preaches, you know, around the world, and, you know, he has adopted a very peculiar quality which really makes him cohesion with all the different religious traditions, so among which that he cannot really being a straightforward that all other creator are not the object, right object for the refuge. He cannot say that obviously.
텔라 터키 가르던 거래로 배나 피기 인근에 그런 게 좋다라 봐서 전추 능에 지나로 전추 능에 지바지로 온수제 지인라 로 나 속에 뒤 나 아니 저런 게 온수를 저 가르지 그래 온수기 가르를 저 그래서 로나 그 내 저 그거로 로 나시소나 저와서 온수기 치료 그래서 로서나 가르지네 치그래 로서나 근데 희지 저 그거로 알아다
Let's say that you know if you have faith in the God or Almighty or Divine Creator, you know, there are the people, you know, who really worship the God, the Creator, and they believe that, you know, they can be protected by the God when they die. So now the question would arise, you know, as a Buddhist philosopher, you know, what, you know, in what sense that you can be, you know, liberated from and how?
나서 너바 용다로 앞에나 시선의 근조기 치료 그래서 이제 그 공시를 지체하는 게 줄로 열어 올라다 가서.
So you know these kind of the spiritual traditions where you know where the creator or the almighty is believed is really dominating in the society around here.
때들 되게 저기 그 지메 지메라고 같이 조회 차도록으로 올라다. 저도 제거나 다지 가서세기 라니 옐라네 집도는 고츠노마도 지메 지메 차도에니 가요로 올라다.
From the Buddhist perspective, the reason why we negate the existence of the creator is because the Buddhists believe in the law of causality and particularly the law of karma, that whatever actions that we carry out, we believe in the consequence. The concordant consequence. So if the law of causality is the tenable, then it would follow that how the creator, the divine creator, is God or such a powerful, for you know, as a, just a permanent, you know, this really doesn't make sense from the Buddhist point of view.
오늘 산제들의 자체모에는 뒤기 땜비 추에도 자체모 가르치는 용구래. 슬라나
So what is the reason that teaching is believed to be worthy of respect just because the Buddha himself is the perfect and worthy of respect?
난랑가 되는 용안이 저런서 되는 쇼세기 랑가치를 추세거로 알아다.
And the teachings here is refers to the path that the Buddha had shown to us, through which that he traveled, through which that he worked out with to obtain the state of enlightenment.
된뒤이 강사지기로 마치를 붙지 나기게 세와 진에 된뒤이 세와 쇼체무지나
So in terms of the Buddha's compassion that he we claim to have, we claim that he has. Can you, you know, there's, you know, we cannot really envision the possibility of Buddha to show us the wrong path.
나속이 타네 담에 빼기 매지나 야 소소 버글라 때바 사속이 메시와 있잖아 노트 용식이리 상제래 되기 노트면 아니 이 혜자 당직 무슨도 챔바로와 대제디 전에 노트 용식이 말어와라 노트 진짜 땡히고 말어와라
그래서 as owner being like me you know whose understanding is not really comprehensive whether it be the conventional reality or the ultimate reality so when we show the path to someone you know and you know we could be wrong there's a possibility that you know we are wrong but mm-hmm. whereas in the case with the Buddha since you know he has that kind of extraordinary insight into the ultimate nature of reality and the conventional reality as well then he cannot be wrong and he cannot deceive us
internet tinduki chude nyas lenge gi gendichi lo robot ina robot ki lugu marwa la ta chudu bin da ro
so if there is a case and then the sangha members all right one who really you know dedicate their whole life in order to pursue that in order to seek that the spiritual goal of enlightenment then you know be a friend with the spiritual sanghas the spiritual member you know you can really bless your heart you can really be confident that these sangha members will really won't deceive you
pinang na chogi ma xie xie de ka de bo no jo jo da su su dao de gong xi shu che ta de xie ge de ten ju ten de ji ge de da ta ji che gu la de chuan ro shui de xie de ngo ne kono jo jo de la tong de ge son de ji xie ge de se ne ji gu ten de ja ma xia ji ro de yin na ni jin sen de jo jo la kan de du ta ne ba de jin sen jo jo jian da gu ro
so when I say sangha members who really follow the Buddha's teachings it's reliable Obviously, I'm not just claiming that I have that some kind of quality, but you know, it is subject to it's you know to be analyzed, and you know, with the reason, you know, mere that someone claimed to have something or someone say something, obviously it is not to be trusted on, but rather you know, our faith should be grounded on the logical, the perfect reason.
Mm-hmm. 두처든가 소피기데 따지제는가 좀 차진된 점 백합으로 좋아. 니들이들 따올 라니를 남주에 나고 그래. 너지 동해시바 예비가나 라니기 때를 군디된 거 그러. 니들이네 코뇽아 체지 지레마도 피기 잘라진도 대야본도 무도 세상지 될 따토에 체지 마로.
So when we talk about the sangha members who can be very reliable to be friend with in terms of the seeking a path to enlightenment, you know, the spiritual friends. Obviously, there are many different levels, you know. Some, you know, Sangha members, they may be, they may have the great, the scriptural knowledge, but yet, you know, they are not familiarized with implementing that, the scriptural understanding into the daily the practices. You know, so there could be many different levels of the Sangha members. So it is really crucial. So when you are accompanied with or be a friend with, relying on a spiritual sangha members, you must check if these sangha members have that the qualities.
Come on, lotion. Deshi. Dogi da kalaya kala. Ye sangha chipa da dogi. Ane ngazu chua chane chako. Dīmbā. Chōsū yōsō yīmbā, tēne dīwāne sōmbā dēt nāngla, nyēpā chāne tsēchībī lū rētū yīnā, lū tū chāne yīnā, mī chōpā mī sī pēchīn tāpā nē nyēpā chēpā shādē sēdwā. Tindrīchī, ngūne rēdwā tā.
So, here the text reads, Thus, after you have ascertained these things, which are taught in a compendium of determinations, entrust yourself to the three jewels with a single-pointed focus and develop this certainty from the depth of your heart, for once you are able to do this, they cannot fail to protect you.
あ、ちな、ちょ、先生コロナの子でもど。あの、上長ばれ12年さ。死やら感じ、10年末まで全部住身じゃんす。だから、何言って、何言ってんじゃんざぐで、死言ってんじゃんざぐに、何死言ってんじゃね、全部黒い。ね、がちょちゃれ、投影するぞあれはさ。
So it reads that this is so because there are two causes of your being protected, and external elements and the internal one. So the teacher has, or the master has, the Buddha has already fully realized the extra, external factor or the cause. Mm-hmm. But you suffer because you haven't yet developed the internal, the factor, entrusting yourself to the refuge.
南京原来原来是六几年就是这么马上也动员完毕是如何是但当我从南京军队马上有往也我从他的口了那边的马都南京军也三届了但是南京就他记得给托也呢但他动员的两个马来也送了
So here it says if we suffer because we haven't you know, we haven't taken a refuge into the three jewels so far. And so, you know, if we had taken a refuge in the three jewels very purely with the death of our heart long ago, then we wouldn't have been the situations where we are today.
Lelo menga wan da mebi chane zombo rangin kun tu shu yo pander jipa shala tela chosen do wa shate sondo.
So therefore, know that the Buddha, moved by his great compassion, assists you even if you do not request his help, that he is not lazy at this, and that he, unrivaled and auspicious refuge, abides as your personal protector.
변은 단단한 쪽이 내가 단단한 가지고 사는 동안 옛날로 나 쪽이 자체적인 로기에게 저 주고요 말에 당스 마케나야 나 쪽라 아니 제와 마부치발 제와 쟁이기 도 쟁이기 좀 봐 주도요 그래서
그랬어
로아 단대디 치동바데 대시죠 마주연 성도아 나초기 저 단단히 내가 랑랑 나초 다가라로 안 비내질 나초기 저 자체자 일로게도 템벌로 로마케나요 나초라 에니 세와 예니리 제는 맹이기 뒤따다 나초라 시시바 슈능이 템바 슈로 와서
the one crucial thing we need to understand or to comprehend would be though you know we cannot take a refuge in the three jewels for Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha from the depth of our heart for 100%. But we should at least recognize that there are beings such as the Buddha. We can imagine the possibility of such a being who has that kind of impartial compassion for all living beings. So that, you know, by envisioning the possibility of such a state would really propel us to hope and then develop the you know compassion for beings
jo ma jin ni ji chen bu tan ne zhou ze ge re se lao yun di ro bi na dan dan ga zong ye sang qi le se ne ri xiu lu le dan ye yu mi ji sang qi jue na ni dan ji se wa na yi ji ji ga zhou zha wa zhou bu ji dan ji xiu lu yu mi ji ni la ji da jie dian ba le ya ji dan ye yin su na bi na ta ren tong yue ba ji tong ge ruo la da
So at our conventional understanding, when we are approached to the Buddha, it may seem to us that those you know who are in the monk's robes, you know, who appears to be a very practitioner, and those who are not in a monk's robe. So at our conventional level, you know, we might conceive this situation as, you know, there might be a difference in receiving the blessing from the Buddha depending on the what individuals are. But yet, in the reality, there is no kind of difference in terms of receiving the blessing.
So such
a great the Buddha as the object for the perfect refuge, or who has that kind of impartial compassion.
Yeah,
and then in terms of how the Buddha bestir the act, obviously it is spontaneous, without any developing some of the motivations for certain people on the basis of some kind of the basic on the basis of how the situation is. That's not the case with the Buddha.
Kasin lo iba kete sen shi yo na ne deni la ne chang ro ri se yi de tan de chi ba kete sen shi yo na ne deni la ne chang ro ri se de nga su kas pe ma de ba lo ji chang so de 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 chi ba de nam chi yo na chu lo mi gi chu de le chu chu bu re
so ma so if you really have that kind of discerning mind who to take a refuge, and then this is the one that we should really take a refuge into, as it is stated in the text that we covered the earlier. The text known as the praise in honor of one worthy of honor. So here the particular text that known as the press in honor of one worthy of honor. So as far as this text is concerned, this is this press was made by the non-Buddhist philosopher earlier. It is made on the basis of his or her recognitions that the Buddha is the one that who has that all the qualities that is essential for liberating the beings and all the accumulation of the positive things. So here the text reads, he proclaims, I'm the friend of you who have no protector. So out of his great compassion, he abides as if embracing the entire world. So here the analogy is given the how the Buddha is tied up with having the compassion, the impartial compassion for all living beings, is just as like we ordinary minds, the ordinary beings are the tied up with or the tied up with a shackle, shackle of the grasping on the sense of I, sort of independent I. Because of he's embracing the whole all sentient beings, and as if that So here reads, O Master, you are so compassionate and caring and strive to act lovingly without laziness. So who else is like you? So because of such a compassion that the Buddha has, and he would never procrastinate in doing, you know, for working for the welfare of all sentient beings.
With
regard to the compassion that we ordinary compassion that a mom would have for his adorable son, the only one son. And, you know, suddenly when the son dies, and okay, so how the mom would go into the experience, you know, that's a great loss. So this is the greatest accumulating point of the compassion that we can really see, we can really experience in the conventional level. So that would exemplify for the Buddha's compassions. So these kind of the compassions that the Buddha has adopted, the Buddha has developed. So can we envision any possibility for any other beings that who can have that kind of compassions? So the text reads, you are the protector of all living beings, the benefactor of everyone. Beings sink down because they do not seek your protections. So here the emphasis is on the reason why that we are experiencing this kind of the fluctuations of the discursive thoughts. We are in the state of unsatisfactoriness. The happiness or the pleasure that we experience in our day-to-day lifetime is the momentarily changing. You know, the sensory pleasure we derive out of based on our understanding, which is distorted, and which is the main reason, the tacit acceptance of how things really are. Things are in our day-to-day lifetime, and then we try to deal with the conventional reality. So that kind of the perspective, the main primary underlying cause that which would preclude us from taking a refuge into the three jewels. So, when we read this particular text, the words that which says, You are the protector of all living beings, the benefactor of everyone. The beings sink down because they do not seek your protections. You know how it is very obvious and very comprehensible. Is that clear?
가시 야달라네네 다시 위해전 주님바 주제빠지 취다네 취려 젠바 게마토스
So it reads that you are even able to assist the lowly inferior if they have correctly adopted your teaching other than you. No one knows these beneficial teachings.
With regard to
the spiritual traditions, back in India, in ancient time, there were certain the spiritual traditions in India that they would really discriminate on the basis of the lineage that you are from.
Tumbati chuki chute any chumi jinuming yi any kansa tame basiliji yini nyansan and len chuegi any chu yan daba chires chu yan daba yimbati any metone any kaja yan go junji seburata kaja the suit over the same and gome bati then we get to other.
So, unlike that sort of the spiritual traditions which discriminated on the basis of which part of family that you are from. The Buddha's teaching is not like that, you know. That anybody can, study it and contemplate on the meanings and then implement into our daily activities. Then if that is the case, if you would debate against what about like those ordinary beings are not subject to practice the high yoga tantra. So obviously it is not really prohibited by the Buddha. It is not prohibited by the Buddha, but you can practice it. But rather, you know, you should be on a certain positions where it is applicable. So these are highest yoga tantra, which is confined to the beings with that level of understanding. It is very crucial to recognize that this shouldn't be seen. This discrimination is made not on the basis of whether or not that you are which part of family that you are from, but rather your intellectual understanding and how capacity that you have.
Yeah. 지 상하도 되게 년에 놀러 야고 담바코 놀러로 와 지 뉴멜라야 지 되게 취해 대선아야 라니랑 예 반주 되게 열이라다
there are also disadvantages or the drawbacks even for a lama, you know, if he or she would show you or the give a teachings, the Vajrayana teachings, the highest yoga tantra teachings to the beings with the unsuitable the mental characteristic, there's a drawback.
내가 가도 그랬었나? 콜로 페토일에 콜로 내쳐와야라다. 가자도 그반이지는 가자쳐와요.
So in balancing if the disadvantages outweighs the advantages, then obviously it is very reasonable. So and that's one of the main reason why. The Vajrayana, the highest yoga tantra, is not accessible to everybody.
Then there was
So for instance, like the teaching on development of the bodhicitta, the altruistic aspiration to obtain the state of enlightenment for all sentient beings, you know, you cannot really teach that kind of bodhicitta mind, you know, to someone who has a strong the grasping on the self and I. So who can only bestir himself or herself on his or her own interests, so which would be, you know, it would be not suitable for that those individuals.
Yeah.
It reads that you have truly realized all the external factors or powers.
So this is
very obvious that the Buddha you have acquire all the necessary causes and conditions which would require as a mechanisms to liberate others from the suffering or the fear. It reads, because they haven't acquired this inner power, ordinary persons remain subject to suffering. Suffering in a sense of the unsatisfactoriness.
Ani sanje ten ryang da ba duang ye to je du changi ye chi chorong la la ma no wa ten ye la ma chi ten ryi yo na ani chue tan da ten ryi la de ga je ne se na ani nge chorong ten ryi ba ha ma go chen ne nga la sha se ro to de wo xi na de ro
so the reason why
si si ma ni de guo de
if you reflect on yourself right if you reflect on yourself, why we haven't had this kind of opportunity to encounter with Buddha Dharma, whereby we can take a refuge in the three jewels, the Buddha Dharma and Sangha, from the depth of our heart, is due to the lack of opportunity, or our ignorant mind. So do you have any questions so far?
Rinpoche, does one entrust themselves to the three jewels by relying on having faith in one's guru? Is that the door to the door of entrance into relying on the three refuge, taking refuge?
So,
basically.
Does
one entrust themselves to the three refuges by relying and having faith on one's guru?
Tada de kamne kunju sumriya ningu rube tane teba chigure sunya diro al dinal ya rangi tsaya lamal ya teba dro dinal ya chigu yor vesigo
nima nga gehi tanja kalro ne nga chuge namal cha su cha sanje chu gendel cha se ora kunchu su ma ta mendu namal cha su cha sele kunchu shire be se ta se ta ol ka ga
Rinpoche says that when I had the examination, the Gishil Haramba examinations, my opponent, he asked me the questions, right? As if when we take a refuge in the three jewels, generally there are only three objects of refuge, you know, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So why you have the Lama right in the front of Buddha? Namu Guru Be, there's a Lama, right? Then Namu Buddhaya, Namu Dharmaya, Namu Sanghaya. Is there a four objects of refuge? He was asking a question like that.
Lo yi nyongwa se koro nyongnyu sangye yi peta si di nyongnyen chengye chiye na sangye kaan jiye pa tenye nama le ngwa thadi jiye jiyo ma le lada 救救世界救呢?
So, if you are truly, you know, practitioner, the Dharma practitioner, the understanding is that when you go for, when you take a refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, obviously, the Lama, you know, when you talk about the Buddha, it should incorporate the Lama itself, due to the fact that whatever the teachings that we access to, obviously there's no such thing as a Buddha who came to, who descend down from the heaven, you know, but rather as an ordinary being. So you can just envision the possibility of the Buddha anywhere. So with that kind of recognition, then it would be very easy to, you know, perceive the one's guru as the real Buddha, which is inseparable from the your guru. There's a history, you know, which tells that once Lama Marpa in the Kagyu traditions, who went to receive the teaching from the Telopa, the Indian master, who you know came from India.
Any, the new shocking how much the Telopa Jane Naropa Zendu and Marida, Jitimaba Zendu Miro, Pejipa Lanshu was Chirong Yedan Nankala Pesos.
And then Telopa said that, you know, when the Telopa approached to the Lama Marpa, who is asleep, and then he said, "Wake up, and your guru has gone to the sky."
Yidam. Lama Marpa, Yidam.
Oh, I mean, sorry. What you call it, the deity?
Mm.
Your deity has flown to the sky.
Ta any Malayu de any ta chorong yu lama la sha tsegi yin ba any. Nama kurong rwa jitin nabwa. Chana nama la shatsegi yinba, yidang la shatsegi yinsa na, jwa tangwa.
And then Telopa asked the Lama Marpa, so if he wants to, you know, prostrate to the deity, one who has already flown to the sky, or your guru right in front of you.
Ani jitin mabwa ye, ta yidang jiwa terin tenji re, lama na kadiyo na jiwa kursa na, ini karsa yidang la shatsegi yinsa.
And the Lama Marpa says, "My guru is already here all the time. You know, I have accessible all the time. So I would prefer to, you know, prostrate to the deity who has already gone."
Ani yedang lansang jitim me narobi ye mar teloba ye tukala tene narobi ye pe teloba ye tukala tene ani ngade narob tele shi me de ji ga ji tu ga la tene ne lama me bi kon ro na san je shi bi me ya me se ne de ji chu ten di chu song san song wa se.
And then what happened was the deity who has flown to the sky, he heard the message and then descend down to, you know, down to the Telopa, and then he stated the one words, "There's no such thing as a Buddha prior to the existence of the one's guru." So there not even the term the Buddha exists, the you know, the prior to the Lama, existence of the Lama. If you know, look at this, the Buddha's and then deities, and all the different forms of the deities, or the different forms of the spiritual beings. If one who is really the great practitioner, so they would see, the great practitioner would see all these, the different the spiritual beings, are one and the same entity, which is inseparable.
So shall
we stop here?
Yes,
that's
right. In time.
So let us dedicate the merits that we have accumulated by the means of listening to the teachings, and let's pray. Let's reflect on the fact that the reason why that we haven't been able to take a refuge to three jewels so far is we deprived of the opportunities due to our ignorance, which is the underlying cause. And today, we have the great opportunity to listen to the teachings. We encounter with the Dhamma, the teachings, and that we have the gurus. So with that kind of recognitions, that from now on, we make a pledge within our heart that we take a refuge in the three jewels, to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, the only three objects that we go to take a refuge for the sake of enlightening oneself so that we can benefit all other beings, which is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
다시 깨달아 주면